At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Before we get to the letter, we're going to do a disclaimer here. Please, if you have small children in your car or, you know, you don't want them to hear this one, now would be a good time to not let them hear it, okay? Subject, parents, do what you do. Subject, he has nothing to be loud or proud about. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 52 years old and on my third marriage. I have grown children and so does my new husband. One of his granddaughters lives with us so she can go to a special school for gifted kids. My husband knows she is in the bedroom next to ours, but he still likes to show out like we're newlyweds. He is loud and wild and I have to cover his mouth and turn the TV up to drown out the noise. She told her mom about it and my husband thought it was funny. He has no reason to be loud or proud about anything he's doing sexually. He likes to brag when he should just be quiet and be grateful that he's getting some. It's something that I have to do as a wife, so I do it. We had a short engagement and waited until marriage to have sex. He is definitely not as passionate as my first husband or packing like my second husband. I married for love this time and I chose the wrong man. Whoever said that love conquers all was mistaken because I want to feel the love in ways that my husband can't give me. The other day, we were hanging out with some friends and he had his arm around me telling his friends and he put that smile on my face this morning. His friends were high-fiving him, but my best friend was so tickled because she knows that I'm considering getting a side dude. I am only 52. I need some good back-bending sex with a little mild choking every once in a while. What? My best friend jokes about him being shorter than I am and said that that might be why he's not good in the bedroom. I don't think height has anything to do with it. What do I do? I can't cheat on him. So what am I supposed to do? Put up with bad sex forever? Well, I mean, you're right. I don't think height has anything to do with it because you're both lying down. You're both vertical. So, you know, you should be the same size lying down. But I'm confused by this letter. I'm really struggling with what to tell you because I'm not sure what you want here. I mean, you basically want a cure for bad sex in your bedroom. There is no cure. You just have to sit him down and talk to him or whatever. But you started off talking about your granddaughter staying in the room next to your bedroom. And that led to you saying the noise coming out of your bedroom didn't live up to what was really going on in there. And your husband should stop bragging about it so much. Then you compared him to your two ex-husbands. One is passionate. The other one is packing. Your husband, you said, is none of those. But you should never do that. You shouldn't compare. And your husband will never be them. I hope you know that. You're going to have to learn to love him for him if you stay in this third marriage. We're not judging you for having three marriages or anything like that, but you can at least try to make this one work. You said you married the wrong man, so I don't know if this one's going to last. I mean, I know you're frustrated, but you can start by telling your man what you like outside of the bedroom, telling him what you really want outside of the bedroom, because you said you really don't want to cheat or get a side dude. So, you know, you're trying to stay here and make it work. Try harder. I mean, or else you're going to be on your fourth marriage. Steve?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're headed for marriage number four because this whole letter, it's about you and him. Now, is he wrong in this letter? Of course he is. But are you wrong in this letter? You most certainly are, and you don't even know it. You're 52 years old, you're on your third marriage, you got grown kids, so does your new husband. One of his granddaughters lives with us so she can go to a special school for gifted kids. Okay, that's fine. You know, people kill me with all this gifted kid stuff. You know, a lot of times your kids, let me tell y'all something about gifted kids. Sometimes your kids really ain't that gifted. They just smarter than your would. That's all it is. And these kids now, because of technology, they appear to be more advanced than we were as children. Well, they got more stuff to be advanced towards, and it's called technology. The baby probably ain't that gifted at all. And if she all that gifted, why ain't she got her own apartment? Anyway, let's just move on.
She's a kid.
I don't care. Get tired of all this, how gifted you are. You ain't working nowhere. Until you start making money, I don't want to hear about how gifted you
really
are.
But
right,
Steve,
now,
really.
You ain't doing nothing costing us extra money or paying all this money for this extra schooling. Why smart kids cost more? Get in here and get some seeds so we can stay in this neighborhood we want. Now, we got to put her in a certain neighborhood because she's making all these A's. If you don't get some seeds and come in here so we can stay in this house we in and you go to school with everybody else.
Back to the letter.
Anyway, my husband knows she's in the bedroom next to ours, but he like to show off like we newlyweds. He loud and wild. I got to cover his mouth and everything, drown out the noise. She told her mom about me and my husband, and my husband thought it was funny. He ain't got no reason to be loud or proud about anything he doing sexually. He like to brag when he ought to be quiet and grateful he getting some. It's something I got to do as a wife, so I do it. We had a short engagement and waited till we were married till we had sex. Now, here's the problem. He is definitely not as passionate as my first husband or packing like my second husband. I married for love this time, and I chose the wrong man. Well, let's get to what's really wrong with the letter.
All right. Hang on, because, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Okay. Yeah, but this over with.
Yeah. All right. The subject is he has nothing to be loud or proud about. We will get back into it right after this. All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he has nothing to be loud or proud about. And there is a disclaimer on this letter for parents with children.
Well, we got a disclaimer on this letter for parents that's got children in the car, but it's a child in this letter, so I don't know.
Why? We still don't know, but yeah.
I don't know who we saving here, but it's a baby in the letter, and she heavily hearing all this mess next door. Anyway, lady on her third marriage, she's 52 years old, married her husband. Both of them have grown kids. One of his granddaughters got to live with him because she a special gifted child, goes to a special school for the gifted. I'm against this type of stuff right here, because why I gotta cost extra just cause you smart? Get your tail in here and get some C's on this report card like everybody else so you can stay in the house with us and we ain't gotta ship you off and pay this extra money.
Steve, my grandson is in gifted and talented, okay?
He ain't finna make no more money than my stupid behind.
He's straight A.
I was in special need class, look at me. Now your grandson, he gifted. What he gonna be? Scientist or something?
I hope so. Whatever you
okay,
want.
Well, you
whatever
be
you want.
Congratulations, boy. Yeah.
Mac.
And once again, now, yeah, we'll see how gifted you like him. If he got to start living with you so he can go to the special school, we'll see how you feel about his little gifted behind then. Be helping him with homework so he can get back up at that regular school. Anyway.
You're so
the man that she married likes to show off and make noise, and knowing that the grandbaby can hear him, and he all loud, she got to cover his mouth and stuff like they newlyweds. The baby done went and told her mother about it. He think it's funny because he brags about it, and you're saying he has nothing to brag about. He ought to be quiet and grateful that he getting some because it's something you got to do as a wife, so I do it. Y'all had a short engagement, wait until you're married to have sex. But he's definitely not as passionate as my first husband or packing like my second husband. I married for love this time, and I chose the wrong man. Whoever said that love conquers all was mistaken, because I want to feel the love in ways that my husband can't give me. So let's back up for a minute. Why did you marry this man? You say you married for love. which was a mistake. So why'd you marry the other two? See, your problem is you keep getting married for all the wrong reasons. You married your first husband because he was passionate about lovemaking. You married your second husband because he was packing. That's for love, man. So now you done married the third one for love. Now you mad. This is fit to end. Because you want to feel love in the ways that your husband can't. No, no, no. You want to have sex in ways that your husband can't give you. The other day, we were hanging out with some friends. He had his arm around me telling his friends. He put that smile on my face that morning. His friends was high-fiving him, but my best friend was so tickled because she knows I'm considering getting a side dude. Wait a minute, lady. Maybe this is why you on your third marriage. Your problem-solving skills is shot. Like, problem resolution ain't what you do. I'm thinking about getting a side dude. I'm only 52, and I need some good back-bending sex with a little mild choking every once in a while.
What?
Oh, you need Shannon Sharp.
They settled, crazy.
Oh, my God. You caught me off guard, man.
I was just trying to be current.
Oh, you're current, all right.
Trying to be top.
Oh, you're current.
Yeah, because he
and his 50s. Is this thing
still on? Yeah, you're he and his 50s. And it probably, I don't know if he's backbreaking, but he big, though. He's strong and muscular, so I'm thinking. You know, good dude right here.
You are the king.
And a
never
little
to
mild
be
choking every while. And, you know, and even if you don't want to do, that's what you're going to get.
She's married.
Then she said, my friend jokes about him being shorter than I am. And I said, that might be why he's not good in the bedroom. Shirley said, "Sy, hype has nothing to do with it because y'all will be laying down. But that's not all the time, though. Sometimes you have to stand up.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Telling you right now, if you're short, stand on your toes for a long time, you're going to pull a cramp. You're going to pull a cramp in your calf muscle because it's hard to tippy toe. Because if you got a tippy toe, if you're going to get a charlie horse trying to tippy toe, trying to reach everything, trying to do what you about to do, you're short."
Boy, it's a long time since I heard the words Charlie Horse.
Now, now we got people on this show that can tell you the best way to go about it. I ain't never been short, so I ain't never had it. It ain't never been a problem for me. We can lay down or stand up.
You weren't a tall little kid, a baby, were you?
Yeah.
You weren't this tall.
I can fly across the room on a trapeze. It don't matter to me. I can do how you want. I can army crawl to you how you want to do it. You know, I give you options because I'm tall. Short people can't army crawl to you because when they get to the bed, they gotta get on their knees and stand up because they're too short. Yeah, sometimes you date a little short man, he got to pull himself up, pull all the covers off you trying to get a rope to get up in time. Anyway, what do I do? I can't cheat on him, so am I supposed to do with bad sex? You just said you was getting a side dude.
Yeah.
Lady, you don't need to be married. You about to be on marriage number four.
Four, yeah. All right, leave
ain't all that.
On today's Strawberry Letter,
being short.
On Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio
app. There's some
tall people
that don't do it good either, lady.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.